Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This week, we thought we'd have a chat to farmers and growers who'll be putting food on our tables this Christmas. First call to the north of the north.
Yep, hi there. I'm Anthony Blundell, Managing Director of Cope Coomera Limited in Ruwai. 2019's been a great year for Coomera. Sales and consumption are up by around about 6 or 7% after a couple of seasons where supply was pretty tight due to weather conditions. Yeah, great bonus for consumers in 2019 for sure.
What type of Coomeras do people still prefer?
Well, pretty much the red-skinned or Oiwairaka red Coomera, which has been, you know, I guess what we've always called Coomera, is probably just a little bit under 50% of sales. But the Beauregard or orange flesh Coomera, which was commercially introduced in the mid-90s, has actually risen to probably around about 45, 46%. So when you combine those two together, that's about 95%. Then you're making up the rest, the other 5%, with the gold and purple flesh varieties, which are just the purple ones, just been introduced over the last 2 or 3 years. And one would imagine that orange Coomera, which is an import from Louisiana, has become really popular, and it may even overtake the traditional red skin Coomera in the future.
Hi, Carol. I'm Darren from Strawberry Fields. We've got 10 hectares of strawberries in central Waikato, off a third generation family farm that have been growing strawberries for over 35 years.
How's the season going so far?
It's a terrible season. I just heard on the radio yesterday the price of strawberries is down 35%, and I think it'll be that plus more. Just oversupply, I think, or consumers not engaging. Not too sure.
And what about growing conditions? How have they been for strawberries?
Once the sort of warm weather kicked in, it's been a beautiful season for growing strawberries climatic-wise, and a very, you know, been sun for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and so great buying conditions, but we're just not getting the throughput of the sales. Strawberries have been the cheapest they've been for probably 5 or 6 years, $2 retail. And that's a worrying thing. If a $2 retail is the new default price, that buy price is literally below the cost of production.
And do you have strawberries for Christmas?
Yes, I eat as many as I can, but only the best ones.
I'm Matthew Herbert. I'm a milk and cream producer from South Taranaki.
How's your year been, Matt?
It's actually been really, really good this year. We've had an absolute cracker of a season. Cows went into winter in really good condition, and winter was really kind to us. So they calved down in good condition, and they've been milking well all season. And summer's just starting to deliver for us now. We've got heaps of rain, got heaps of feed in front of us. We're getting paid really well for our product as well.
There's been a little bit of negativity around dairy farming this year. How have you coped with that?
Oh, to be honest, we just get on with what we're doing. We know that what we're doing is constantly working to improve our business every day, and how our business looks after the land and the environment that we're on. So we just focus on making sure that we're doing the best we can every day.
Now, Christmas dinner, where do you get your cream?
I'm actually a little bit lazy, and I let Fonterra do the work for me, and then I just buy the cream from the supermarket.
Hi, I'm Jason Palmer. I run a 500-tower farrow to finish operation down in Dunsandel, just south of Christchurch. We've had a reasonably encouraging year. Our schedules have started to move forward. We've had 2 years of reasonably below par schedules, and we're starting to see that turn at the moment. One of those influences in relation to African swine fever that's taken hold in parts of Asia. And the key for our industry is to make sure that we keep it out of New Zealand.
Have you got any advice for people who are looking out for a ham for Christmas?
Oh, definitely. You know, supporting local is obviously key. Approximately 60% of what we eat in New Zealand is imported pork. We'd like it to be the other way, but the reality is that that's where it's at. And obviously the more people that support local, the more opportunities we can grow and expand our operations. And obviously also there's a risk around African swine fever being contracted or brought into New Zealand through imported product, because that virus does exist in imported meat that comes into the country and can survive in it. So we want to reduce the amount that comes in to reduce the risk at farm level in New Zealand.
Are you having a ham this Christmas?
Dead right, I am. Probably two.
What's the best way to cook it?
I'm pretty keen on you peel the layer of fat off and then you score the ham both directions with a knife and then smother it in plum sauce and then throw a few cloves on top of that and then cook it on low for about, low 130 degrees for about 3 hours and then pull it out and carve it up and hoe into it.
Yes, hi, I'm Robin Oakley. I'm a potato grower from Canterbury.
What's happening with potatoes at the moment?
Well, depending what part of the country you're coming from, there are some genuine new season potatoes available that can be purchased at the moment, and we're still in parts of the country working on the last of the last season potatoes while the new ones are just getting ready to dig now.
Over the years, have you noticed any change in the way people are buying potatoes and the sort of potatoes people are buying?
Yes, well, generally speaking, people are buying smaller packs or buying individual potatoes out of the loose area at the store. There's a bit more of a swing now heading towards golden potatoes, and I think people are cottoning on to the fact that buying smaller sized potatoes, you get a faster cooking time, and a lot of them also being cooked now with skins on. Not many people peeling the potatoes like they used to be in the past.
Do you know how many kilograms of potatoes the average New Zealander eats a year?
Well, I think if you take across the fresh potatoes, French fries and potato crisps, I think it'd be in the vicinity of 50 to 60 kilos per person per year. And, of course, some of us keep the average up for the others.
Hi, I'm Jason Tyler from Cromwell, down central Otago here. We grow cherries. Had a bit of rain earlier in the week, but had the helicopters out. So fingers crossed there's not too much damage. Weather's been a bit difficult. The sun hasn't been out that often, so the season's run a little bit behind. But hopefully with a few good sunny days, we can get back on track. It's a long process to get them to where they are at the moment, so it all boils down to a few weeks around Christmas and New Year's.
What's the labour situation like?
Seems to be all right down here. Yeah, we've got enough pickers to get us through. We've got a lot of Czechs these days. A few Europeans and from UK, just generally backpackers. Fingers crossed they'll stick around. We can look after them, they'll stick around, I suppose.
How are the cherries looking?
Looking really good. Big and juicy, so, yeah, that seems to be what everyone wants.
David Rose from North Hope in Southland, and I'm a sheep and beef farmer.
How's 2019 been for sheep and beef farmers, David?
Well, The new season's looking really good, particularly for sheep. We're getting some record prices, although we need that with the cost structures we have with lambs. You know, getting up to that magical $150 and ewes up to nearly $200. You know, beef outlook's looking even brighter with the swine fever that's happened in China. There's been such a lot of pigs have to be slaughtered, over 200 million, that looks like these prices are going to stay up for a while. So it's all looking pretty positive on the product front.
But I have to ask, what about wool?
I guess this year what we've had is the emergence of what synthetic fibres actually do to the environment. We've actually seen the return of the paper bag in their supermarkets. So it's a no-brainer that wool will come back because it's natural, it's fire retardant, it has all those wonderful properties. It's going to put in a return at some stage. Can't say when, that's all. From a farming perspective, we'd like to think that this next year we would have more engagement in the environmental regulation. That's our only black spot. So there's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of emotion, and we want to have a factual debate because, after all, you know, like the T-shirt says, have you eaten today? And on the back it says, thank a farmer. So, you know, we're pretty important to our way of life. And we just want to engage in a way where we can look after the environment but not have ridiculous things put on us that mean that we can't carry on. So there's been 17,000 submissions to the Essential Freshwater Package. So a bit more common sense in that space. After all, we're the ones who provide the food.
And speaking of food, What are you hoping people will be cooking on the barbecue this summer? Or for Christmas dinner, for that matter?
Well, I hope a leg of lamb or perhaps some nice steaks on the barbie. You know, we have top quality food in New Zealand. That's something we're known for worldwide. And, you know, pretty special time for family in that, and there's nothing better.
And as we mentioned, Cosmo will be dishing up something green for the plate later on Country Life.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.